last time I ran the data, I have a 100% active rate in a 28-day window. That means 100% of the people that are members of my group have done something with me and my group in the last 28 days. I bet you've not heard these stats anyway before. Now, the key to that is my group has been highly engaging from day one.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with yet another episode. No one's in the ring today. Haha, everyone chickened out. It's just me and you. All right, why? I thought I'd give you a little peek into my life today, right? Thought I'd give you a little look inside my head. Haha, some of you got that joke. The rest of you will get it by the end of this episode. We're gonna have some fun today. Here's the deal. I'm hitting start now. My team has a bet going on. Can you believe this? This is what these guys do to me. They have a bet going on that I can't finish this episode in less than 15 minutes. And if I don't, CB over there is going to owe Porvuk $100. So I got 14 minutes and 50 seconds or something to go. Let's go. All right. Episode of the title of the episode is number one, free traffic source, how I built a 3,000 plus community in 6 weeks for free. Zero ad spend. This is killer. Okay. I've got something going on. I've been playing. I've been testing. Listen, anytime you give a marketer, an entrepreneur play test time, we're going to create. That's what we do. So before I do that, learn.com, LURN.com. Come on. What are you doing? Come make sure you join us. Onikpodcast.com to binge listen to all of our amazing episodes and make sure you leave us a great review at iTunes and bump us up those review, bump us up the rankings. And of course, click below right now. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, thumbs up, comment, like, do all that fun stuff. Okay. Now, what the heck have I been doing? In my 18 years, okay, of being an online marketer, I have become obsessed with paid traffic. I love it because it's just easy. All right. But lately, as my team has grown, right, we have this huge team. All of a sudden, we start looking margin. That conversation comes up. Now, at Learn, we're at over 106 people. And we got some killer things going on. By the way, I'm super excited. This next two quarters, the rest of this year, we got new divisions launching. We got new features coming on the Learn platform that are going to be so amazing. Now, what happens when you have that? Things are tiring. Like, I'm a little tired, all right? There's a lot going on. But I got an amazing team, man. These guys are just wicked. So as all of this happens, I was like, gosh, I feel bored. Like, I haven't mastered something new in a long time. I want to do something different. And that was when I said, ooh, what could I learn or master that could truly help my students a lot too? Two words, free traffic. That's right. So I decided there's a lot of things happening in my life and it all converged into this one thing. And so one, I'm a little bored of doing the same stuff. I was like, my marketing entrepreneurial guy in me needs some, you know, and I, by the way, I also launched a brand new company in the last few weeks. I'm not talking about that yet publicly. I'm talking about it inside my head though. If you want to see more about that, I'll tell you more about that at the middle of this episode. So I'm doing stuff. I'm doing fun stuff. I want to do new stuff. And when I learn new stuff, you learn new stuff. But the one thing I was like, you know what? If I can master free traffic, I can teach it to my students better. And so there's that. Then the second thing that's going on is I'm a little tired of talking about the usual same old things. Guys, I do so much behind the scenes that you don't get to learn from. Team building, culture building, strategic things, launching new businesses, networking. There's things I'm amazing at that I don't talk about. So I was like, where do I talk about this? And then, you know what? I'm actually a pretty silly guy. Most people don't really get to know the real me. I'm kind of crazy. I'm working on all kinds. I'm buying cars half the time. I'm flying planes sometimes. I had a near-death experience recently where the oxygen masks on my private plane popped. Like, you don't even know about that, do you? Well, if you were inside this community I created, you would know all about it. So I was like, I need an outlet. So imagine a blog, but who cares about blogs? Blogs are boring. So I came up with this cool idea. I said, hey, I want people, and I remember thinking this, I was like, I want people inside my head. And I was like, ooh, that's a cool brand. Ran over, checked the domain name. Of course, you freaking domainers. I hate you guys. Someone's sitting on it. I had to spend a pretty penny. I spent a few $1,000s, $4,000 I spent on getting the domain. I just fell in love with it. I was like, man, I can see. I was telling someone recently, I was like, when I look at marketing sometimes and I look at ideas and I look at brands, I can't explain myself. I was telling Armin this actually recently. I was like, it's a symphony to me. You can't ask me to explain it. It's a symphony. I hear the music, not see the notes. So, shoot, I'm 4 minutes in and I'm still rambling. All right. So I see the symphony. I bought the domain name. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm going to start a personal newsletter. So go ahead, go to insidemyhead.com. You see the ugliest opt-in page you've ever seen because it's not meant to convert high. This is meant to be a newsletter. If you like really like me and you really, really want to learn from me, then you're supposed to be in here. Otherwise, like, I don't sell anything. I don't like have anything to sell you. So like, I'm not going to spend any money on it. So I put this ugly opt-in page up. I put a Sendlane like account and I put my newsletter up. And then all of a sudden, I start to keep notes about what I want to do newsletters on. Like, I'm going to do like a newsletter a day, max. I'm really more on like 4 to 5 a week right now. Again, it's random. It's whatever I want to do. Guys, sometimes I talk about personal development things. Sometimes I talk about cars. Sometimes I talk about wealth. Sometimes I talk about things I don't like. Sometimes I rant. And the recent newsletter episode, it was dedicated to my mom because she's amazing and it was her birthday. So it's like you really do get a peek into my life. But as I was making a list of all these topics, I was like, holy crap, I'm like 100 topics in. It's like, you know, and then I started realizing as I write my newsletters, I like to write about what's on my mind at that time. That's the whole point, inside my head. I don't want to write newsletters like a week in advance. That's not the point. So then I was like, well, I have all these thoughts. I have all these ideas. I have all these things. I want to have an outlet for them. So I was like, you know what? Let's create a Facebook group. So it just started scaling. And now, by the way, there's going to be a podcast coming out with it soon. Like, I know, I'm going to go crazy. This is what I do. I freaking triple, quadruple down on everything. But that's just who I am. So if you go to Facebook and you type in Inside My Head, you'll see my Facebook group. And here I post about 4, 5, 6 times a day. And I'm become obsessed with that. I love it. People in there are amazing. And I'm actually replying to comments, having conversations with people. I've started doing campaigns. So I'm actually letting you watch me do campaigns. So I bought a car recently and I was like, hey guys, I'm going to pay for this car with an affiliate campaign. You want to watch? Come join me inside my head and watch. And then I showed them exactly how I laid the whole campaign out from day one, day two, day three. They tracked it with me. They saw me generate. I actually crushed my goal by almost 200%. So the goal I had set, much more. My car's paid for, by the way. Literally, within 3 weeks of buying the car's paid for. And I showed how I did it. So again, the two places you can go if you want to tap into this is insidemyhead.com. And then the Facebook group for it is Inside My Head. Now, I will say, don't bring young people into it because sometimes I'm having fun, right? There's no rules in that Facebook group. Like I post whatever the heck I feel like posting. It's Inside My Head. It's my rules. But then I'm like, so all of this launches, right? So jump forward. It's been about 6 weeks. I'm at almost 3,000 people in my newsletter and in my Facebook group. And so many people will just say, oh yeah, that's because you're Onyx and Gall. Well, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I definitely have some brand. I have people that know me and I'm sure that helped, but I have not emailed my main list. I have not. I mean, I could have 10,000 in there tomorrow if I did. I don't want that. I don't want a bunch of random people. I was like, I only want people that like really seek me out. Guys, Facebook groups is where it's at. So I said number one traffic source. I'm bedazzled by what Facebook groups can do right now. I am amazed at what Facebook is doing. As a matter of fact, this new e-commerce company I launched, Facebook groups is going to be a massive part of my marketing strategy for it. And just so turns out, I'm already planning that. And someone who's inside my head reaches out to me, Suni, shout out to you. And she starts saying, I got some ideas for you. I actually watched her video. It turns out she's all about Facebook groups. I'm like, oh my God, this is what happens with me when I'm doing something in my universe. Things start to come. Okay, so what I noticed was this. When I announced that I have my own personal newsletter, where did I do it? There's two places right now that I'm double, triple, quadruple downing on to build this community of 3,000 people. I have not paid even a penny of paid traffic. Okay, and I'm at 8.5 minutes right now. And I'm doing good on time here. So I'm going to say if CB's not going to have to pay $100 here. All right, two sources. What are they? One, I already told you. Facebook groups. Number two is, drumroll, because we've talked about this on this podcast multiple times. So if you guys think I don't listen to my own guests, you're wrong. Number two, personal Facebook page. That's it. I figured it out. Those are the two things that Facebook cares the most about. If you are launching a public Facebook page, a business Facebook page, wrong, waste of time. They don't care. They're not going to show it to anybody. Your personal Facebook page. So I announced my newsletter on my personal Facebook page. I don't even remember what I said. I just said something. I got a couple hundred people that were excited that I posted a URL in the comments. And Facebook's not really a big fan of that, right? Like Facebook's like, ah, crap. Like here he goes posting URLs that'll take people outside of Facebook. So we're not going to really give a major reach. But I got a few hundred people just by posting. All I did on my personal Facebook page, I don't even have 5,000 friends. I don't do that thing where I add everybody, okay? I have to know you to add you. So I got a couple thousand. I just announced it there. But my personal Facebook profile is public. So that's a little hack for you, right? I do have like 8,000 followers on my personal Facebook profile. So it started to get it going. Now, I'm using my email newsletter. Remember, my opt-in page is a really simple one. Go check it out, insidemyhead.com. And so as you opt in, the next page I tell you, ta-da, I also have a Facebook group. Come join me. And now people start pouring into the Facebook group. And that is when things got interesting because Facebook said, what's this going on? What's this group here? And the way we're doing it, I actually had a marketer tell me, I've never seen you do a group this way. I don't allow anybody else to post. It's like a blog. It's a managed blog. But no one else is allowed to post. It's only my thoughts, 3 to 5 posts a day. And what we're finding is the engagement is insane. I don't think I've made a post yet without 20 comments. My reach, at the moment, I have 3,000 people in my Facebook group. When I post stuff, 1,500 reach. I'm getting 50% distribution. But the killer part is I actually got Facebook group experts to come in and look at what I'm doing and say, holy moly. Last time I ran the data, I have a 100% active rate in a 28-day window. That means 100% of the people that are members of my group have done something with me and my group in the last 28 days. I bet you've not heard these stats anywhere before. Now, the key to that is my group has been highly engaging from day one. I'm not letting everybody and anybody in. You have to find me, so you are seeking me out. But what I'm now noticing, this is the second stat. Here, I'll pull it up right now. I'm not even gonna make this up because this number is a big one. I wanna remember, I want you to, you know, I wanna know it correctly. So hang tight. Sorry, I'm all right, here we go. Let's go to stats. We go to growth. Okay, check this out. 37,995 people have viewed my group in the last 1 month, 28 days. Just yesterday, I my chart looks like this. It's going up. Just yesterday, 1,800 people played with my group. So, if you're looking to start your free traffic, the two secrets for you are your personal Facebook page and a Facebook group. Facebook group, dare to do it differently. Don't just open a group, let everybody in, let people post random stuff. Be very selective about the posts that are there. Encourage activity. Anytime I've seen in the last 28 days, there are days where I see the Facebook group's a little light. It's not getting as much activity. I'm very sensitive to it. The next day on my newsletter, I talk about something and I link to my group and ask them to go there and leave a comment. The other big hack I can tell you, which I haven't deployed enough of, but I'm going to be doing a lot more of, live. So this is the third secret. So first was Facebook group. Second was use your personal Facebook page. And the third secret is go live inside your Facebook group, but don't just randomly go live. Schedule it, promote it, tell people to be there, and it sparks your group like crazy. And now what I'm noticing is that Facebook is going out of its way to look inside the Facebook platform to see who is going to engage with Onyx and Gall. And they're building my group for me. I'm getting 30 to 50 people a day to join the group. And guess what I do when they join the group? In the description, in my posts, in my everything, I always have a link to my newsletter. So it's almost neck to neck. Seriously, I have 3,000 people-ish in my group. I have almost exactly the same in my newsletter. So I'm getting them on my newsletter as well, and I'm building a list. Haven't done a lick of free traffic, and I have not mailed my list. This is coming organic. I'm just putting a little bit of muscle, a little bit of work in. So track what I'm doing. You're going to love it. Go to insidemyhead.com. Go to Facebook groups and type in Inside My Head. Join it, follow me, and watch me and learn from it. A, you'll learn just, I post cool stuff, you'll learn. But B, watch what I do. Watch the behind the scenes. Say, how is Onik doing? Why is he doing this? What's he doing? Figure it out with me as I go. That's your thing, all right? InsideMyHead.com, Facebook groups. Go to Facebook, type in Inside My Head, join it. I will see you there. This is Onik Saghal reminding you, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Made it within the 15 minutes. Porvik is going to have to pay up $20. That was a unfair bet, by the way. All right, guys, make sure you go to onikpodcast.com, LURN.com. And if you're watching this on YouTube, click subscribe below, leave a comment, click thumbs up, and I'll see you at insidemyhead.com. Come see all the craziness I'm working on. It's really fun. I'm mastering free traffic, and I'll keep teaching it to you right here at The Fighting Entrepreneur. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Saghal.